This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. So far this week, we've talked about October being the host of National 4-H Week and National Pork Month, but it's also the host of everything that has to do with pumpkins. Today, we'll be visiting with Mike Cowden of Girard about his pumpkin crop. Last year was an awful year for Mike and all pumpkin producers in Illinois, but he says this year has been better, and he's looking forward to the Girard Pumpkin Festival that's happening this weekend.
This year's pumpkins are better than last year. They still lack of quality. Especially the early pumpkins, we had so much rain, it kind of washes the nitrogen out of the soil, and the pumpkins lose size, they lose durability, they lose color. The vines tend to die out a little earlier. There's a lot of pumpkins out there, but the quality is just not what it should be.
I talked with you a little bit beforehand. You said you did have a crop, and, you know, you mentioned it was okay, but you even said some of the pumpkins you see at the stores, the quality is just not there.
That's true. You know, we kind of look around and see how everybody else did. If somebody did well, we try to find out why they did well, you know, if we're not doing something the way it should be done. And everywhere you go, you look at the quality of the pumpkins. The stems are not good. They're brown. They're kind of dried out. The color is not a good, rich, deep orange coloring. And that's mostly for lack of nitrogen, and that's because of just the sheer amount of rainfall that we did have. Especially on the earlier pumpkins, the bigger pumpkins, everything else, the smaller pumpkins, the gourds that you plant from mid-June until July, all of that stuff did very well. But then you've got to be right on top of it because the ground is still wet, and just the sheer amount of moisture in the ground, it creates little, I call them water bumps, where the pumpkins lay on the ground. Of course, that detracts, you know, from the overall pumpkin. I did get a newsletter from the U of I. We had taken a class over there, a one-day class on pumpkin growing in Illinois, and they talked about the pumpkin crop being down again this year for various reasons, but they went into specifics about cloudy, rainy days. The bees do not pollinate as much on cloudy, rainy days, and then the sheer amount of heat and rain we had, all those little factors enter into your pumpkin crop, and so they anticipated a pumpkin crop that wasn't as good as everybody thinks it should be. So, and everybody I've talked to has kind of said the same thing.
Now, you've been growing pumpkins, I think, for several years now. So throughout your years of experience, how do you think this year compares to previous years? Of course, I think last year was probably one of your most worst years.
Yes. Last year was absolutely horrible. I got growing pumpkins about 15 years ago, and we give pumpkins to the elementary kids in Girard and Verdon. And then we try to grow some to sell some to try to recover cost. We also provide pumpkins for the Girard Pumpkin Festival, which is next Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 8th. This year's crop is not good, but it has beat a lot of years. Like I say, last year was terrible. 3 years ago, we had a dry year. And we had to irrigate. We pumped water from ponds to water the pumpkins. And that year was the best year that we've ever had, bar none. Pumpkins don't need all that much water. They need a little bit, but they don't need a lot.
Well, good. Really interesting to hear how just little things in the weather can really affect how they grow. And you mentioned the festival coming up on Saturday, and I want to talk about that some more because there is a special event just for the pumpkins that goes on.
Oh, it's going to be a very busy day at the Girard Pumpkin Festival. They have lots of games for the kids to play. There'll be some vendors there. You'll see a little bit of anything or everything fall-related. There will be a pumpkin painting contest, a pumpkin carving contest, There's a chili cook-off, and there's a pumpkin pie contest that everybody's invited to go and vote on what they consider the best of chili or best of pumpkins. The pumpkin chunkin' starts at 1 o'clock and runs till 4. We've got some air cannons coming again this year. I think there's some mechanicals coming, and they're also offering a human-powered where you could throw a pumpkin for distance if you so desire. So it's all family-oriented, family fun, and it's supposed to be a great day, so it should be a good time Saturday.
Mike Cowden, the official pumpkin grower for the Girard Pumpkin Festival that's happening tomorrow. And we'll be back with more right after these messages. Agriculture could enter the spotlight at the next presidential debate on Sunday at Washington University in St. Louis. Politico reports an agriculture question is more likely than you might think, but it's not from a favored ag source. PETA has submitted a question regarding animal agriculture for consideration by ABC and CNN. The proposed question is the U.S. is set to miss its 2025 environmental targets. Given that animal agriculture produces 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, will you protect the environment by promoting a plant-based lifestyle? As Politico reports, the proposed question really could make it. ABC and CNN are using an online voting system for questions and will consider the 30 most popular questions. As of Thursday afternoon, the question was 28th most popular, with more than 12,000 votes. Four of the current top 30 questions mention climate change, while another addresses food security. The voting is online at presidentialopenquestions.com. In other ag news, Cargill Meats is gearing up to launch its pasture-crafted beef brand, which the company says will be guaranteed tender and traceable to birth on sustainably operated ranches. The brand will be grass-fed and grain-finished, according to Meeting Place. A Cargill Meats spokesperson called the move a business adjustment to provide the products that people want and the information that they want about that product. The Pasture Crafted brand is designed for the socially conscious beef consumer who can't afford to go all the way to organic, according to Cargill's website. The company has yet to announce when the Pasture Crafted brand will be available for retail. And that's all we've got today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.